So hello, everybody, and welcome to actually the last of our elite module, like implementation calls, like talking you through and explaining to you what's out there. And I'm really excited about this one because it's about energetics and energetic medicine and acupuncture and all the different pressure points that you can learn to use on your own body and stimulate to get, you know, positive results. And I've seen it over and over where I've taught people in a session, you know, how to find different points on their hands with Korean hand acupuncture, on their feet or on their ears, and use little pellets to stimulate them and gotten great results. So I'm excited to share all that we have for you in this module because, you know, my biggest thing is I think everybody should be empowered to take charge of their own health. We can't really trust that, you know, the powers that be out there are going to step in and take care of us because that's not what medicine is about. It's really about, you know, fixing the acute stuff and kind of covering up symptoms for everything else. And when we have the power with us, it's really exciting. I had an interesting perspective over the weekend with one of my kids, my older kid, and he calls me up and he gets on the phone and he says, "Mom, I have bad news." Well, as a mom, if you've ever had that, as somebody say that, you know that, or a dad, you know that the 5,000 things run through your head in that split second, like all the possible things, flunked out of school, got in a car accident, you know, has some sort of bad, whatever. So when he told me, "I think I broke a rib," I was actually quite relieved. I was like, "Oh, easy. He just broke a rib. Big deal." Right. So we talked about that. But the point about him is he's grown up with me as his mom. And so when I said, "Well, did you go to the hospital or the ER? Did you get an x-ray?" He goes, "Ugh." He goes, "I'm not going to do that. If I go to the ER, they're going to x-ray me and tell me I have a broken rib. Duh. I already know that. And then they're going to give me pain relievers, which I'm not going to take. And then they're going to charge me $6,000. He said, "Forget it. You know, what do I do? You know, I read up on it. It's going to take 6 weeks. There's no bracing. They don't actually do anything for it." So that's a kid who's 25. It's already empowered with tools to take charge of his own health. And it's very exciting to see that. And then I wrote him some stuff and he writes back, "Well, I'll get some nectarines for the vitamin C and I'll get some extra kale and collard greens for the calcium." And he said, and I picked up whatever. And he said, "I went to Tylenol," and he said, "I got to buy a bottle of Tylenol just in case. I really can't tolerate the pain. I'll take it." So he had that. And I asked him the first night, I said, "Well, did you have to take anything to fall asleep?" He goes, "Took him a half a melatonin and it put me out." I'm like, "Oh, great." So the next day I said, "Well, did you have to use the Tylenol?" Nope, don't need it. So it's really great to empower. And yeah, I said to him, "Look, if it gets to the point where you really can't take a deep breath because of the pain, you know, be kind to yourself and do something, right?" But I love that he is so empowered to take charge of himself. And both of my kids, if anything, they hurt themselves or something's wrong, before they call mom, they've already looked it up on the internet and they have a diagnosis for me and they have what the conventional treatment is. And then they're like, "Okay, what, you know, I think I should do this. What else should I do?" And that's what I want for everybody in the world, right? Not just my own kids. I want that for everybody. And to know, like, you know, kind of like the serenity prayer, I guess, like when you need to get care and when you don't, and just the wisdom to know the difference, right? And not to go and get a hammer to fix something that a little, you know, tap of the fingernail will do the trick for. So anyway, that's why, and I really like this particular module because it's packed full of empowering things that you can do. So what I'm going to do is share my screen and I appreciate you guys listening to all my family stories. It just,
and I say, "Yay, good job, mom."
Thank you. My older guy, the one that broke his rib, Eric, he would call me. Where's the share screen? Oh, he would ask me questions when he was in high school. He goes, "Mom, I have a new case." I'm like, "What do you mean a new case?" He goes, "Oh, my friends all come to me with their health problems, their love life problems, their psychological problems. And I think I have a case of eosinophilic esophagitis." He was 16 and he's saying that. "I think I have a case of eosinophilic esophagitis." I'm like, "Blah, blah, blah. Let me try to remember what that is." And So he went and, I guess that's it. He went and he said to me, well, this kid has this. And I read, these are his symptoms. I read about it. And I think it's eosinophilic esophagitis. Where'd my thing go? I lost my screen that I had all my things open on. All right. Let me look here a sec. So he said, and I understand that it can be caused by drinking and he's been drinking. And should he tell his parents? Should he tell his parents? He's throwing up blood. Should he tell his parents? All right. I'm going to stop my pause. And I don't know where my screen went. I had all these screens open for us to, not that. All right. It closed. I guess I'm going to have to open it again. Okay. Got it. I'd already gone into the, all right, good. I'll share my screen. Sorry about that. Share. There it is. There it is. All right. Before I do that, I want to show you something real quick that I was just so excited about. I'd asked Jazzy, our graphics kind of, you know, whiz kid girl in the Philippines. I said, can you just make a separate document for the snack attack strategy? Because, you know, I think it's something people should have easy access to and not buried inside of another document. And this is what she created. Isn't that pretty? It's just a simple list, but that's what she did to it. And I was like, oh man, I don't know how to do that stuff. So it was exciting. So we're here. Welcome to our bioenergetics module. And this is a very empowering module because, right, not everything is physical. Not everything is biochemical. Not everything is going to be dealt with a food or an herb or a movement or, you know, a meditation. There are things that affect the parts of the body that are considered the energetics. And a lot of people like, it's just this, you know, magical new age stuff. But in fact, the energetic stuff is actually older than medicine itself. It's older than any of it because it's based in and rooted in a lot of the traditions in ancient healing arts from Korea and China and Japan and the East. And so it really is older than anything. And when people say, well, it doesn't have any scientific basis, right? We can't measure the electrical conduction like we can for the heart or brain waves. We can't look at the biochemistry like we can for specific labs and looking that way. And we can't physically touch it. But in fact, they've been mapped as these energy channels in the body. And they can actually measure them now. They can measure the interference and the resistance at certain parts. And then again, we also have to talk about, what about the way that you and I are communicating right now? You're sitting in your room, wherever, I'm sitting in mine, and somehow our images are being transmitted across the ether because most of us don't even have wired connections, right? It's in wireless, right? It's these waves that carry information from one place to another. And they're not things we physically can touch. They're invisible forces. And that's kind of what I think about is the energetic systems in the body. It's these invisible forces that actually communicate very strongly and powerfully. They communicate information to us. So it's a simple, short module. I think it's about an hour long, maybe an hour and 3 minutes. And I've got some really cool slides in there. And the slides can be used as charts, you know, that you can print out and keep handy, share with people in your family to empower them to take charge of themselves. So I want to show you some of this. I mean, it's really about energy, subtle energy in the system. And we can feel energy. We can perceive energy. And one of the cool things I love is that when you're in a room, do you ever go in a room and you feel like suddenly you just feel, oh, you feel light and you feel happy. And it's just, there's this great energy in this room. And other times you go in a room and you're like, whoa, get me out of here. You just feel some heaviness in the energy in the room. And with HeartMath, the Institute of HeartMath has done is they've measured the heart wave, the heart rate variability and the waveforms and the connection between the heart and the brain. And they've actually measured it on people and actually moved people close together. So you're measuring, say we're measuring Sandra over here and Paula over here, and they have their independent waveforms. And as you get closer, you'll start to see that they start to meld and merge. And if one of you has a significantly stronger heart rate variability, a stronger energy field, that's going to superimpose on the other person. That's good news and it's bad news, right? It's good news because if you're in a good mood and you're light and you're happy, that you can superimpose that energy on a room full of people and bring them joy. But if you are like down and heavy energy, and a lot of people in that room are too, that's going to bring down the energy. And even if you started out in this up energy, it's going to bring you down. And it's actually a physical phenomenon. It's not just, you know, our perceptions or whatever. So the kinds of things that go into this bioenergetics kind of study, acupuncture, acupressure, and all the different ways that you can manipulate points on the body, different energy healing techniques. Who's ever gotten Reiki or a kind of a massage where it's energy, you know, and you can feel it, right? You can feel the movement throughout your body. I love it. And then there's all kinds of others like that, like Reiki, that are energy moving techniques. Then there's equipment. There's actually a bioenergetic equipment. I have a machine that I can put needles into someone, acupuncture needles, and then hook it up with this energy, and it enforces even more energy and for movement in those fields. And then there's also others that are like TENS units and things like that. And then homeopathy is really working on an energetic field, because when you look at a homeopathic remedy, it really doesn't have much molecularly left of that substance. It's really the energy of the substance, because they're diluting it, shaking it up, and it's got the energy of that. And I've seen some amazing things happen with homeopathy for my kids, both of my kids, and for other people that I know. So pretty important. That's one of the remedies I gave. Two of the remedies I gave my son were homeopathic. I actually went and ordered a care kit and shipped it to him in Washington, D.C., and he got it last night, and he's starting to take stuff. So, you know, we look at what those things are. How does this substance affect the subtle energy in the body? And there's people who say they can measure it. They have specific cameras and things where you can see it. There are people who see it, that actually can see the energy field around people. Because sight is just an energy field too. It's just the energy of the vibration of the images that are going in and hitting the back of the retina and being transmitted as a signal into the brain. So I'm just going to give you the shortcut. There's more in the presentation itself. But the cool part is that we've got 12 meridians in the body, and they've been mapped out, and you can see them on the little pictures there. And there's lots of places if you go online and just want to look at what those meridians are. It takes a lot of work to remember what all those points are and remember the energy of what those points are. And somebody's a really good and experienced acupuncturist can do that. But, you know, even without that 4 years of training, there are some things that you can do for self-care based on the meridian systems. And those are the 12 meridians. They're paired: lung and large intestine, stomach and spleen, heart and small intestine, bladder, kidney, a triple warmer and heart governor. Some people call them the governing vessel and the central vessel. It's different names for it, gallbladder and liver. And these are paired meridians, and they have energy flowing through the body. And we can address them. We can address them with needles, right? An acupuncturist can put needles in. We can address it with pressure. I used to do this specific set of points. If my kids ever said, oh, I got an earache, my ear hurts, they want them to get an ear infection, I would go through these points with, they were little, so I didn't use needles. I went through and did it with my fingertip. And we'd go through those points, and suddenly the pain would go away. Give them a homeopathic, and they never got ear infections. They claimed they were getting there, but they never actually got it. So it's a really great way to balance the energy systems, and disrupted energy systems in the body can create disease. And we can get the energy systems disrupted by the physical stuff, right? The stress stuff, the physical stuff, the environmental stuff can all throw these energies off. And so acupuncture is an awesome technique that we can use to bring ourselves back in balance. Basically, a needle. It gets pressed in. The needles are very, very thin. Who's had acupuncture? Who's anybody? Yeah. Who has never had acupuncture? Yeah. It's actually something you might consider, Jay, because I think it would be a very helpful thing for a lot of the stress stuff in your system and balancing. So it's a really non-painful technique. People think, oh my God, you're sticking needles in me, but they're extremely thin needles. You may feel a little prick at first, but then it does, you don't really feel it, although you might feel the energy moving, like as they twist it around. And one of my sons, my older son who just hurt himself, he's very sensitive to that. So he would never let anybody put needles in, but he'd let us do it with pressure or acupuncture, electro. And I remember taking him to an acupuncturist once, and he would do a point and he would say, "Oh my God, I felt that." And he'd describe the exact meridian. And the kid didn't know that. He was 16 years old, right? And he would describe it. He goes, "Oh, I felt that go down the middle of my leg and turn around and go down, you know, my calf at this point." And this acupuncturist was shocked because every time he said that, he was right on. He was that sensitive to feeling the energy moving in his body that he could feel it exactly along those pathways. Not everybody's that sensitive. My younger son really into needles. And when he saw me, the acupuncture needles when he was 4, "What's that, mommy?" "Oh yeah, that's an acupuncture needle. How does it work?" You know, and I showed him and I put one in my arm and he was like, "Oh, that's interesting. Can you do it on me?" Like, okay. So I did it on him. He goes, "Oh, can I do it on you?" So I actually taught him at age 4, the whole process of how you hold it, how you press it. And he actually learned how to do it. He first let him do it on my thigh and then he did it on himself. But I got to the point where if I had something in my back that needed some acupuncture, I'd get, "Hey, Kevin, come on over here. Can you put a needle right here? Can you put it here?" Probably the world's youngest acupuncturist, right? But he noticed a difference and I noticed a difference even when he did it. Then there's this electroacupuncture, and I have this, probably this exact machine, and you're basically putting needles in certain spots, and then you're adding a little bit of electricity, and there's a lot of them. It has a lot of abilities to hit many meridians at a time, and you basically can feel an accentuation of the movement of energy. That's a little bit more. Acupuncture is one thing. That's just a little bit more intense, but it actually has a deeper ability to go into those pathways and help them. The ear stuff, I have so many good stories about auricular therapy, but the idea is that, you know, when we were embryos, you know, we started out as single cells and as we unfolded and became this, this body, that the embryological origin of certain tissues maybe are no longer close together, but at the time were, and that there's kind of a mapping of these tissues onto the rest of the body. There's a lot of theories about why this works, but this is kind of a mapping of on the ear, what parts on the ear are related to parts on the body. And these are little acupuncture pellets. They're little pellets with little Band-Aid on it, and you just stick it. You see how it has it right here on the on there, right? So it's very easy. It doesn't hurt. And you can just put it on and leave them there. Some people leave them there until they fall off. So it can be there for a week or two. So if you're trying to stimulate, say, your eye, obviously you can't do acupuncture on your eye, but what if you can stimulate the energy in your eye by putting a pellet over that part on your ear? So these are things that are done. There's also points on the ears that are done for addiction, right? Smoking points, quit smoking points, or, you know, lower eating. And some of it may be placebo. I remember one lady who was just struggling with so much stuff with her weight and she kept gaining weight and she knew what to eat, but she wasn't doing it. And I said, "Well, let's try some acupuncture. Let's try it on your ear, the auricula." And I put some points on and I told her, every time you feel like you need a food fix, you just take and you stimulate that point. Like sometimes just having something that you do can cause it. But she said she swore every single time she did that, the food craving went away and she lost 5 pounds. So it was, you know, it's kind of interesting, even if it is just a placebo effect. But I've seen some interesting things where people will say, "Wow, the pain in my foot went away when I put that spot on the ear point." So that's that. And then I gave you a real much more detailed picture. So if you are trying to locate someplace on your body that's in pain, these little Band-Aid things, the pellets, you can buy them on Amazon. It used to be you had to go to a special acupuncture store and they wanted to see your license and where, yeah, they don't care. They're just going to sell them to everybody now. And it can't really hurt. It can't really hurt. So you can find spots on your ear and then put them on. It's a little harder on the ear, but the hand is much easier, right? So you have the hand and the similar mapping. I give you a couple of pictures of the hand. I actually have a really big chart and I don't remember where it is. It's somewhere in here. And I have a big chart so I could see it real up close. But the way it's mapped out is you see, this is the hand, the palm of the hand, and that's the face. The middle finger is the head, the tip of his head. And I remember somebody called me up with problems with, she said her jaw started hurting. So I said, poke around. And you can do this with like a pen or, you know, with the cover on it. Here, one's that's retract. That one's not retracted. But a pen that retracts. Or this, there's this tool called an embossing tool that you can get at a hobby shop. Some of you may have used them, and it's just got, it's like a pen tip, but it's just a metal piece. And you just poke and you go, oh, well, that feels, and you go, ah, that point hurts. What's that related to? And you can find it. So you poke in the area where you may be having some pain or disruption. And then you can actually stimulate that point, without really knowing acupuncture. This is a real complicated one, but you can see the organs mapped out here, you know, and then you can see like the arms and the legs mapped out. I like the picture I have that's a poster a little bit better. I think the next one, but you can see it's mapped out to all your different organs, and this is your central line. So it goes all the way down. And then the same thing on the back of the hand, only it's your back. And I have people that will poke in and find spots there and then put them on, and the corresponding part of the body feels better. I used to, when I was working with people in person with pain syndromes, I would have them walk out with one of these little embosser things and a bunch of the little pellets, and then I'd give them a little roll of tape to tape the pellets on so that they would stay on as you're moving about your business, and empower them to actually take charge of some of the pain syndromes. But I remember somebody called me up, and I give them a picture I have. I'm going to see if I have it on the page, but I have one. I think I actually took a scan of my big chart. That's my favorite. And I remember her calling me up and saying, well, you know, my Mac is really feeling better, but I started to get this pain in my jaw. You think that would work? Should I put it on that finger? And I said, sure. So I said, poke around on it. She found the spot and she put it on, and sure enough, it helped her jaw pain. So you could see how it's mapped out, right? So this is the back of the head, back of the skull. It's at that first knuckle at the top. And then the neck is kind of along that second between the, you know, the first and the second knuckles, right? And then the rib cage starts up in the back, and it wraps around and it goes down the middle. So, you know, you can't, it's kind of hard to go in there and isolate like this specific rib. This is rib 3. But if you were poking there and you're going around, you go, ah, and you know, it hurts a little to poke on your finger, but you know, when you hit one of those spots, because it feels very, very different. And then you can just put them in and you've got this wonderful stuff. So you can map out the whole meridian system, but since you're not trained in acupuncture, you're more likely going to just map out the body parts, and just poke around, even just for fun, poke around on your hand and find the spots that are most tender, and then look around to see if that corresponds to any spots that you might be having trouble with on your body. That's the tool. You can get it in an acupuncture store, but you can also get it at like Michael's or Hobby Lobby or one of the hobby stores, just something that looks like that. And it's called an embossing tool, or a pen that's retractable that you just use the tip after you've retracted it. It's the pen's a little wider. These are a little bit better. Now what they're putting on there is actually moxibustion. And they're these little things that you put over the points and it sticks on. And then it has this little, almost looks like a cigarette piece or an incense, and you heat it, and it actually stimulates and gets deep heat into that point. I haven't done it with the hand that way. I've done moxibustion on other parts of the body, but you can certainly do it on the hand as well. Just thought I'd show you that. And then they sell other little spots that are not, let me see if it's on the next one. They're not actual pellets. They're actually needles. But those I think you have to get, right? If you're a licensed acupuncturist, you'd get them at an acupuncture store. But I remember accidentally buying them that once and thinking I had these little pellets, and I pulled them out and they were actually these little spiraled needle. And you can still use the Band-Aid to stick it on, but it hurts a little bit more because it's actually a needle. But it all works. It all works. And it's working on an energetic level. Who's had foot reflexology? Yeah? Yeah, pretty cool. My husband is like in love with foot reflexology. Anytime we go on a vacation and we go to the spa or whatever, he always requests a foot reflexology treatment. And it's just mapping again out the parts of the body onto the feet. And you can get in there, you know, just sitting around. If you're sitting around having a conversation or watching TV or a movie or something, you can be working by getting in on those spots and working the spots on your feet that correspond to spots on your body that tend to be sore. And it's just a nice way to approach it. Then there's different acupressure. So we have this meridian system, and there's ways to actually stimulate the acupressure system. Shiatsu is one that's a real deep kind of pressure point massage on the acupuncture points. Jinshin Jitsu and Jinshin Do actually are very light, gentle touches, and usually on two acupuncture points at the same time, and sometimes three with two different fingers, but usually two. And you're holding corresponding points. And this, I have this book, and it maps out different places in the body or different kinds of conditions that can be helped by different ones of these techniques. And they do have self-help courses. If you ever looked it up, you know, see if there's one in your area or one online, Jinshin Jitsu or Jinshin Do. It's easy to learn, and it's low impact, and it can be very helpful. Watsu is one of my favorites. It's actually shiatsu underwater. So they're basically supporting your feet and your neck with some cushions, you know, inflatables, and they're moving you around and rocking you in the water while they're stimulating pressure points on your body. It's just heavenly. And the water is usually right at body temperature. So you're not feeling chilled. You're not feeling heated. You're just feeling like you're melting into the water. It's really a profound experience. If you have somebody in your area that does it, I highly recommend that you check it out. And then Tui Na it's a technique I learned when I was in acupuncture school. And it's basically, it's different from shiatsu in that it's not discrete points, but there's a combination of movements on the body while you're stimulating certain pressure points. So these are all, combination type things. It's more like a combination of maybe a little deep tissue massage with the stimulating the acupressure points. And there's somebody kind of getting into doing the like a shiatsu type thing, you know, and you press on points. I've done this on folks where, you know, when I'm at a family party, you know, and somebody's like, oh, I have a headache. I have this, I have sinus. And I've worked on the different points around their sinuses and around their head and just help them to get rid of headaches. It's phenomenal for headaches. If you have somebody knows what they're doing and there's certain points right in here and then right below the eyes, if you go like a little below your eye and go across right in the middle, you'll feel a little indentation. That's a small intestine 3. You feel that, right? It's like a little below. You go a little below, and then you'll feel like a little indentation there. Those are really powerful points for sinus congestion, sinus headaches, things like that. Right above the lip and below the lip, those are on the middle, the governing vessel and the triple warmer meridians. And those are really helpful, like start and end points, really powerful points. Large intestine 2, which is over in large intestine 10, I think it is, 21. I don't remember the numbers. I'm not good at that. I have to look them up. But there's a large intestine point that's in the cheek that's really good. Must be 21. And then there's, who's heard of Touch for Health? Touch for Health, yeah. There's a really nice little book that you can get, and it's meant for the lay person to actually find points and for self-help for different kinds of conditions. It's really, really good stuff. And it based on acupressure and applied kinesiology and the combination of them and different spots on the body that you can actually stimulate and how they're connected. And it has these, it's really cool charts. I have these big charts that I used to have on my office wall and I had my office up. And it's online. You can look it up. Touch for Health, there's e-charts and all that. So these are great ways to have you taking charge of you, right? You go online, you get these charts. You just start to play around with your body to help bring your body into really good balance. The other energy system in the body are the chakras, right? So we have one starts at the crown of the head and it goes down between the eyebrows, at the throat, just in the middle of the heart, right in the middle, right at the level of the heart, the navel, above the genitals and just above the anus. So these are spots, and the different chakras have different meanings in the body and different energetics. So we've got they're called something to the earth, the water, the fire, air, ether, and then all the different things. These are how they're related to Chinese medicine, to those elements, the five elements. And there's a lot you can study with this, and there's emotions that go here, you know, and there's particular imbalances that you may have in the meridians. And I know what you've done, Laura Fine's classes, she teaches the chakras, and she did it yet, but I think now she does in the more advanced classes, but teaches about the chakras and how you can move the energy from one to another and find balance. So those are things. And I go into a little bit more detail on the video. And then there's the different Reiki we talked about. It's a very subtle hands over body. You don't even have to touch the body. Qigong, again, the different energy points, and you're doing specific movements around that. Some people use magnets for healing, and EFT, that's a form of energy medicine, the tapping, right? You're tapping different parts, you're tapping over meridians. So here's a little bit about Reiki and what that looks like, you know, and people get studied to be Reiki masters. See, they're not even touching the body, right? And it's just moving that subtle energy. They're Qigong, where there's movements associated with moving specific energies and, you know, getting grounded into the earth. And magnets, there's a lot that you can do healing with magnets, a lot of books on that, where you can put magnets over areas that have been injured to help them to restore. And there's a lot of braces you can buy now that have the magnets embedded in them. And the EFT tapping, right? You're tapping different parts while you're saying certain kinds of, not visualizations, what's the word, mantras kind of thing. It's like, okay, you're trying to reprogram some limiting beliefs. So even though I still feel like, you know, I'm not worthwhile, I still love myself, you know, and you're kind of trying to reprogram, even though my mother threw me out when I was 16, I'm still a worthwhile person that deserves love. And you're repeating it while you're pressing on certain points. And those are the main points that you do. And it's very, very, very effective for some people. It's gotten very popular. There's the tapping summits. Those summits are bigger than any summits online ever. Like millions of people do those summits. It's kind of amazing. So people are opening up more and more to this as being a viable way to restore balance to the body. There's various equipment, and you've heard me talk about it. Ultrasounds. Magnetic, it's energy, it's sound waves, and you're actually putting sound waves into the body to restore healing, and it has some phenomenal healing power. I've had people get their own. Some of you I've recommended that too, or you can get one. Now you can get them for like $150, and that's less than a trip to a physical therapist's office, or, you know, maybe the cost of one or two trips. But it's really phenomenal. And I've started out with accidentally finding out how helpful that was when I was doing ultrasound on someone for a frozen shoulder. And I knew it had to be done frequently, and she lived far. And she looked into finding a machine of her own. I taught her how to use it, and she would do it twice a day, and her frozen shoulder healed within a couple of weeks. And I had another person who had this limping on her ankle forever, and she was like, I don't know what's going on. I must have some arthritis. I told her to get the ultrasound machine. Within 5 days, she was walking well with it. So it's pretty phenomenal to do that. You have to be careful when you're doing ultrasound, especially if you're doing it on yourself, that you don't hold it in one place for any length of time, because you will burn. It's hot and it needs to keep moving. And if you stay in one place, it could burn what's called the periosteum of the bone, the outer part of the bone, which is very nerve enriched, very sensitive. And so it's a really effective tool to have. And for the price that it is right now, it's like every household should have one, right? And know how to use it, because especially if you have kids, and well, you can't use it on little kids, but especially if you have sports-minded adults in the family. You're not supposed to use it on kids until their growth plates have closed, because if you do it over an open growth plate, it can actually cause it to close prematurely. So once my son got to his full height and he was constantly hurting himself, so he goes, can you do acupuncture now? And then I started doing acupuncture and he loved it. You know, every time he'd sprain an ankle or whatever doing skateboarding, and he'd come over, and now he doesn't live at home, but he'll come over. Can you do acupuncture on my ankles, please? You know, because it makes such a difference. It warms the tissue. It breaks up scar tissue and it helps to create a fluidity of movement and it speeds healing. So it's really nice. Electric stim. This is a machine similar to what I have. It's called interferential. And it's more like my ultrasound, looks like that brand. But it's a machine where it actually, you put electrodes on maybe 4 spots on the body, and it causes muscle contraction. And that causing muscle contraction can let you get exercise without actually injuring yourself. If you have an injury where you can't actually move through the joint, you can actually get the muscles to keep moving and prevent atrophy. And they developed a specific technique called Russian stim with a kind of electric stim machine called interferential, developed it for the Russian athletes. And they, it's very cold there and they can't always go outside and do a lot of as much exercise in the winter. And they said, okay, for these runners, let's get them to be contracting. And it made a huge, huge difference in that, and injury healing, right? It just makes a huge difference, and there's different programs, and I've used this a lot. I have a funny story about that. I always have funny stories related to my kids, but my younger son, the one who was into learning how to do acupuncture when he was 4, and I put this machine on him a lot when he injured himself, because you could do that on a younger kid. And then, so the time, you know, he got to be older, he thought it was great. And I remember one of the moms said to me, oh, my son loves to go over your son's house, and your son apparently does acupuncture on him. And I'm like, what? My Kevin was taking out this muscle stim machine and doing it on his friends. And I'm like, no, you can't do this. We could get in big trouble. You can't do this. But he just thought it was so cool, and the way it would contract the muscles. And anyway, but it's very, very helpful. Very, very useful. And there's like the placement of different electrodes when you're doing, for chronic back pain, for elbow and joint pain. So, again, it's hard to do this stuff on yourself, but it's certainly something that you can consider. And then lasers getting more and more popular. You do have to be careful with the real high powered lasers. You got to be careful with eyes, and some of them, you know, they're meant to be done therapeutically in a doctor's office, but there's a lot of them that are available now that you can actually use over different parts of the body to stimulate healing. And really, really useful stuff. This is called a Scanar. And it was developed in Russia for space technology for healing. And it basically reads into the meridians, and it can actually read back and then spit out a signal where it feels something is low or high. So it'll be sending out a signal to try to balance that. They're not cheap, but they are more expensive. Like an ultrasound you can get for home use, muscle stim probably, but this I think is more in the like $1,000 range. And then there's this other technique called the Dove, which is similar to that. They have just different types of units that you can use for this healing. A friend of mine is really into that. He's a naturopath, and he's just really into these machines. And then there's homeopathy, right? Those little pellets that contain the energy of stuff. So you can take something, let's just say like arsenic, which is poisonous in very small amounts, but they take it and they dilute it so many times that you can get the essence of arsenic for healing. And they have the thing called the law of, the law of similars, the law of opposites. There's ways that you have to like look at what symptoms does that particular substance cause in its full form. In the homeopathic form, it'll cause the opposite to take that away. So if you have something that will cause sneezing, for example, in the diluted energetic form, it's supposed to prevent your body from sneezing. So for example, there's Rustox. It's a particular homeopathic that's good for poison ivy. And so it's actually the poison ivy that has been taken and diluted down, and it's good for helping people with poison ivy. So it's an interesting concept. I haven't studied it as like a classic homeopath. I've studied some of the remedies, the more popular remedies. I have several books, and I oftentimes will do homeopathic formulas. I remember buying a bunch of homeopathic formulas when the kids were little, just to have on hand. And that would be my kids again. One of them would start sneezing or coughing, and the other would say, "Come on, let's go see if we can find a homeopathic for that," you know? And their friends would come over, "Mom, do you have a homeopathic for my friend? Because they've got the this or that kind of symptom." And they found it to be helpful. I especially found it helpful for the beginnings of ear infections. But what you're going to see a lot of is formulas, like a teething formula. It's going to have some of the more calming ones. You may see something that's a muscle bone healing one, or the specific ones like Symphytum is supposed to be really good for healing. It's actually homeopathic of comfrey, and it's supposed to be really good for healing broken bones. Arnica for bruising. St. John's wort, Hypericum, for the kind of healing in the secondary stages of an injury. And there you have it. Those are the kinds of things we can do to energetically stimulate the body. So it's more than just what we eat and how we breathe and all that. There's just this energy flow that I think we need to look at, especially if we've been looking at other things and, you know, you feel like you're maxed out on what you can do. Let's give it a try. I mean, I think acupuncture, if nothing else, it's extremely relaxing. You lay on the table and I fall asleep within minutes. But they use it for a lot of things, Chinese medicine. I mean, it's there for balancing hormones. There's people who specialize in using it for infertility treatments, for various and sundry skin conditions. But it's not about a this for that. When you look at Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic medicine, it's not about this herb for this particular condition. It's more like matching the complex of the person with the herbal formulation or the combination of points that works for that. So I like that a lot because I like being able to look at the individual. So that's that. Let's see where I am. How do I get back? There, slide. Okay. If I go back here, there we go. So that's, and you know, pretty much in the presentation, I did a synopsis, a shortcut version of the presentation, but I recommend that you watch it or read it. There's a transcript of it. And then I've given you some action steps to do. I've given you a summary of all the modalities that we talked about in the presentation. So it's in one place. So if you want to just kind of break it down and have a little synopsis, you've got that. Just a couple of pages long. And there we go. And then some stuff that you can do. Look at acupuncture for digestion, balancing, pain management. And these are just, again, summaries of all of these. Auricular therapy, Korean hand therapy, foot reflexology, keeping your seven chakras moving, flowing, various forms of energy healing. I had the list. So this is basically a summary of everything I showed you in the presentation, just so that you have it. And then all of this is then put into this document so that you can print it out and, you know, kind of review it and have something handy. I like using some of the stuff I really like for acute stuff, like the Korean hand acupuncture and the auricular therapy and the foot reflexology, but they also can be used for chronic stuff. I remember when I took a weekend class in Korean hand therapy, and it was given by an acupuncturist. And he said, you know, when he studied acupuncture in the States, and then he went over to China and did some internships in hospitals, and he found that the results were phenomenal. Like, he was just shocked at how quickly people were getting well. And but when he came back and he started seeing people in LA, you know, in a busy practice, he wasn't seeing as dramatic a change. And he realized that those people were in the hospital and they were getting their treatments every day. It wasn't like come back in a week or two or three. They were getting treatments every day. So he started looking into how do I help people to get in the treatments every day. So that's when he started studying Korean hand therapy. And so what he would do is he'd do the evaluation on a person, see what was out of balance, create an acupuncture, do acupuncture, and then give them the points and the tools to go home and do it on themselves and just say every day, put these on, leave them on for an hour, take them off. And that way they were getting their daily care. And that's when he said his practice just started seeing some of those more miraculous results that they were seeing in China. I mean, we hear stories about people not getting any kind of anesthetic and getting surgery in China with just acupuncture needles, because, but it takes a lot. And most operating rooms in the U.S. are not set up to have a dedicated person that's going to be, you know, moving acupuncture needles around and twisting them and turning them and changing them throughout the whole session, right? Because there's a lot going on there. But if that was done, we probably would have a lot less reliance on anesthesia. And, you know, the side effects of anesthesia for people who are getting surgery, they could be having headaches and issues for weeks on end after that. So that's it on energetics. Does anybody have questions or experiences you want to share with it, or application questions? Yeah, Angelica.
Sorry. Have you heard of the Beamer mat? And what kind of method is that?
That would fit into this energetic. I didn't get it in there because I wasn't familiar with it back when I created this presentation, but that's a good point. I have friends who use it and they distribute it. They love it so much. And you basically lay on and it's balancing your energies. Yeah. Similar kind of thing.
And does it create electromagnetic? Like what's the actual mechanism of it?
I don't know enough about it to know the exact, like to describe the electromagnetics of it. I understand from, you know, from the people who use it that it doesn't, you're not like laying in this electromagnetic field. Like it's a very low kind of a field, but haven't done a lot of research on it myself. I know that one of our friends who is a distributor, she actually loaned us one for, she was trying to get us to buy one and she had an older version and she had gotten a new one. So she let us borrow hers for a month or two. And she just said, you know, sit on it and do this and do that. And for me, I didn't really have anything that I was, could say, like, oh, my XYZ is so much better ever since I started doing it. So I didn't really see that shift, but I know folks that that they swear by them. Debbie, in our program, is it Bart? What's her last name? Anyway, Debbie. She's
yes, Debbie Bart.
Mary Bart. Yeah, okay, I was right. So she's an airline pilot in our NEPT program, and she carries hers all the time. And she actually, you know, helps other pilots and flight attendants because they're, you know, she's a pilot. She's stuck in this little tiny quarters for, you know, the whole duration of a flight. And so she brings all of her stuff. She brings her food stuff. She brings her mat. She brings all sorts of stuff to take care of herself. I keep telling her what she really needs to do, and she will when she gets out of working so much as in the pilot job, is to actually create a program to teach these folks, right? A program for the flight attendants, for the pilots, to actually show them how to maintain good health while doing these crazy schedules and, you know, sleeping in different beds every night. So that's been her approach. And she's had some influence on her colleagues as she does that. And she, but one of her big things is the Beamer. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can vouch it really. I had one session and it made me feel really good right after. So if not for long term.
If nothing else, it feels good, right?
It does very much so. So anybody who gets access to a Beamer mat, do it.
Yeah. You know, when Debbie came to, she came to Shine a couple of years ago and brought it. And she was just like, anybody wants a set? She was there at our last retreat. She wasn't at this one. She was at the one last year. And she brought it. She actually set up a little corner of the room in the NEPT retreat. And people were just go there and get it.
She had it in Florida, too.
Yeah, she did. And, you know, it feels like that year has gone by so fast because I was thinking, oh, it was just this past retreat. But it was over a year ago. Yeah. Yeah, she's a great person. Just, you know, yeah. If anybody wants a reference to somebody who can get them access to a Beamer, but you probably can look it up in your area and find somebody and at least do it. I know my friend Linda Berry, you know her, Maya, out in California, she does them and she'll go to health food stores or she'll have a times in her office where, you know, people come in and, you know, pay $10 to use the Beamer for some length of time. And she's just there. She gets them set up and she does her other stuff because it's a way to get people, you know, to try it out. So yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah. Anybody else? Questions, comments?
There's one technique that you didn't talk about. It's called Gua Sha.
Gua Sha, is that the one? I forget what that is. I know it's like
a spatula.
It's a spatula. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would have gone more in the musculoskeletal last month because it's energetic. It's more of a, you know. Is it painful?
Painful.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's supposed to break down the scar tissue in the muscles and in the tendons. And they use like a spatula and they get in there. Yeah, and that's more of a musculoskeletal technique, but, you know, painful, but can be very effective sometimes.
I actually have a couple of the rollers, and yeah, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. It's not something you would think of using with a spa day.
Yeah, well, it's not one of those. Yeah, now I feel really good. Well, you know, I did when I went from our anniversary and we went to the spa, and the first massage I got was just this hot rocks. And then we went and laid by the pool, and Scott had scheduled two sessions for us. And the second one was, it was supposed to be just a regular massage. And I was like, I would like deep. He is, how deep do you want? I like deep tissue trigger points. He goes, oh, I'm trained in trigger point therapy. Oh my God. It was good. It released some major tension, but it wasn't one of those. I would have been nice to have the hot rock massage right after that, or some acupuncture right after that. But I'm not complaining, because it really, it released my neck, which had been tight for a really long time. So sometimes it's nice to combine that with the, you know, the then leave you into a relaxing state after. There was a really good massage therapist here in Austin that did a combination of Reiki energy stuff and Rolfing. Now, can you imagine? So she got me, like, I'd be like, I'd feel like I was levitating. I was all floaty. And then she'd go in and work on fascia. And then she'd get me all levitated again. And then she'd go in. It was really great. It was, and I was so sad when she moved away. Oh yeah. Cause then you didn't feel
you
so like.
And you rip the blanket right out from underneath you. I can't roll lift you up in there. Whoop. That's reality. I'm sorry.
But you couldn't get mad at her, because she didn't do that so long that, and then she'd be having you floating again. And I'm like, what is happening here? But it helped, you know. I used to have a more of a, like my chest, you know, I'd lean forward more. My posture changed so much after that, that people actually come up to me and say, oh my God, I started a conversation on somebody with somebody on the plane who just looked at me and goes, you have the best posture. She said, you're everything. I'm like, well, you know, and I started talking to her, and I had a nice conversation, and we started talking about diabetes, and I referred her to Annette because she had a husband who had a similar situation to Annette's daughter. So it was a nice conversation, but that's how it started, because she was noticing my posture. Right? And I used to be like that. And she opened up the muscles in there. It was really good. It was good.
If you were not on that call with Bernie Bowman with the tapping, so she does not just EFT but TFT, which is the thought field. It's, you know, I think people were surprised, because, you know, we're all used to, if we've been to tapping, you know, you do the different things and you say all the different words, and the way she does it is completely, not completely, she uses different algorithms for different things you're going through, for different traumas. And the words are different too, because I was a little surprised while we would be doing some of the tapping, and she'd say things like, it's okay if I have these cravings, and I'm like, what? And then I realized what she was doing was she was bringing it up so you could see it, and then she'd do almost like a reverse, and then you're releasing it.
You're releasing it. Yeah, you have to bring it to the surface, right?
Exactly.
We should see if we can get Jazzy to put the link to that on this page.
Yeah.
Sound like a seventh one, and say, watch this. Yeah. If you haven't watched it, go ahead and do it. I missed it too, because I was out of the office, but.
Well, the other thing I was going to say, if it's okay, I guess, so she had made an offer for a course called 6 weeks to transform your weight, but it's not weight. It's topics like resolving trauma and painful memories, eating disorders, food allergies, addictive behaviors, things like that. And anyway, so she had offered our groups the course, and the $100 off is tomorrow. So I was going to say, if you want, I could, since we're talking about this, I could share the link here.
Sure. Yeah, if anybody wants it.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent.
I just was like, oh, this would be a great time to share that.
Cool. Yeah. And I've forgotten that I was thinking about that before she did it and think, oh, we can add that to the bioenergetics. So we'll just have that added as a link on there. That'd be cool. Anybody else? Questions or comments?
I used to do the Beamer a lot because my cousin has one. But most of that time I didn't realize it's not generic. There's a very specific settings that go to different depths into the body and for different things. So yeah, it helps to know rather than just
it helps to know that there's programs or whatever. Yeah.
And and I've done like almost everything that you've mentioned, you know, throughout my last 40 years because I started this step in my 20s. But I was wondering why cranial sacral didn't come up. Is it
Did I talk about cranial sacral last time? I thought I did in the.
Okay.
I don't remember. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean,
You may have in the musculoskeletal.
There's a lot of overlap between the bio, the energetics and the physical, right? Because it's energetic, but it's also physical, right? So I might have put it in the musculoskeletal one.
Really? Because I mean, cranial sacral I've had is less invasive than acupressure. I mean, it's just very.
Yeah, it's a very light touch.
Maybe it's just the person I've worked with. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it is. It definitely is. Let me see if it's in here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, right?
Yeah, because it was always amazing. Like, she'd work on one half of my body. And then have me check in, and I like my body density, and you know, like the energy, like my body felt twice as thick, you know, you know, light. But I mean, like I could feel my body, you know, much farther away from my body on the side sheet work. You know, so I mean, it was really a huge shift.
No, I didn't.
In fact, it was so funny talking about energetics.
Yeah,
this was one of my really good friends that was an acupuncturist and did the cranial sacral. And there were a couple of times where we both sort of dozed off as she's holding, you know, the spinal points. And we both had the same dream, you know, in that.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was, yeah, amazing.
That is so cool.
Yeah. So I guess that's why I always think of it as more of energetic than muscular.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I mean, but it does have, it kind of crosses the realm because you can actually feel things shift from a movement perspective. Like I can adjust a temporal bone or a sphenoid bone or whatever and feel it move with the subtle energy. So yeah, kind of.
Yeah, she was just mostly feeling the fluid.
The energy, the fluid, the CSF, the cerebral. I'm looking to see if it's in here in the transcript. Shocking that I didn't put it in there because it's something I do, you know, it's something that I have been trained in and I do it a lot. Yeah. Interesting. What was I thinking?
Well, you know, nothing's permanent. You can always add it.
Yeah. Well, we added, I'll show it because last time after we spoke, I said, oh, there's some links that we should add to this page. And I did add to the bottom of this page a whole section. And I can add craniosacral and to link to the uploader. Check out additional resources, the Trigger Point Therapy Workbook, Acupuncture Seeds, Touch for Health, Acupuncture Charts, Korean Hand. So these actually go to the other one, but we mentioned it. So I think I'll add to this craniosacral therapy and get you a good article that we can link you to for that because I love it. Yeah. Anybody else?
No? Can I share an experience I had with craniosacral?
Sure.
I kind of have this experience anyway when I do things like this, emotional release. There was somebody here who had come in. They brought somebody in special at this little town about 15 miles from where I live here. And so I'm in the room. She is doing this and she like lifts up my head and I just burst out laughing. Like my gut hurt. I was laughing so hard.
Whoa.
I mean, it was just a great release. And So I walk out of the room and everybody's like staring at me like, what were you doing in there? I just sharing that because sometimes we have the sense of release as being crying. It can be because it's just shift movement. It's just energy and movement.
Yeah.
I'm always one of those people who just laughs.
Interesting. And that shake, that movement, that rhythm of the moving of the body can release pent up energy. Interesting. I've had some interesting experiences with craniosacral and levitating type stuff. Like really, I felt like I was levitating. And one time I was in the shower. It was like I was in the shower while she was holding onto my neck. It was very strange kind of things I've had happen during those sessions, but it definitely is a good experience. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for being here. So for next time around, we're going to be doing, I'm going to be adding more, like, you know, make it advanced stuff. And for some cases, bringing people in. I already got a couple of people that have agreed to come in for special talks. Jim, the guy that talked to NEPT about the sleep and the brain waves. He's going to come and talk to us about that. So many people have sleep issues and there's so many possibilities. And actually he offered, I got to put that in the thing. He offered to give everybody a free month in his brain time to check it out. So, I'm going to put that in there. So you guys will get it if whoever comes back. So I'm excited. Can't remember what the rest of it is. Oh yeah. And we added these, Lynn and I brainstormed these, but we added some virtual retreat type days that are going to really hone in on certain areas. And I added one that we didn't talk about, which was kitchen magic, because I think that's like, let's get in the kitchen and make magic, because that's where all the magic begins and knowing how to do it. So
we've done it in other years. We didn't do it this year.
We did the grab and go kitchen thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The year before, though, we did that where we made burgers and, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. When are we doing our ice cream class? Aren't we supposed to be doing one of the Vital Healing Kitchens is ice cream? If it isn't, I want to make it one because I've been experimenting with ice cream lately. That's one of my favorite foods.
Yeah.
Making ice cream protein shakes and zucchini, you know, whatever ice cream. I made an arugula the other night. I made it for my friends. Oh, this is, you know, they're like, I'm going to make chocolate ice cream. And they had no idea I was making chocolate ice cream with arugula and zucchini in it. But it was good. It was really good. Right. So why not make a chocolate ice cream that you can eat for breakfast, you know? And so I've been experimenting with different recipes and, you know, using protein powders and like the collagen powder made a really good ice cream kind of thing. So I've been playing with it. So if we don't have that on the calendar, we need to get it on. Cause I was thinking, oh yeah, didn't we say we were going to do that?
I heard you say that the other day and I was like, did we?
Maybe they'll like that better than salads.
I was using collagen.
I'd rather eat ice cream than a salad any day.
Yeah, me too. Maybe I can make it the salad, make it part of
well,
the salad.
Well, it is refreshing salad, right?
Mine are, like, it's like a salad in ice cream form, right?
Yeah,
and so smoothies.
It's refreshingly delicious.
She got blurred. What'd you say?
It's refreshingly delicious summertime salads.
Okay, so we're going to have one of those salads. At least will be in the form of an ice cream.
Yeah, and the salad dressing can be some type of a topping you put on there.
Oh, yeah, like chocolate sauce with pecan syrup, pistachios. Now you got me thinking about ice cream. But, you know, even just taking your smoothie and throwing it in, you can usually get at Goodwill. You can get them for practically nothing, the ones that you stick the thing in the freezer. It's a Cuisinart ice cream maker. They go for about $50 new, $60 new. But most people buy them. They never use them, and they give them to Goodwill. So I've seen them a lot at Goodwill stores. But I just broke down and bought the real big one. That's it's got a compressor in it. So it was like $150, but it's worth it because over the years when I had little kids, I can make them all kinds of cool ice creams, and you press the button and it spins, but it has a compressor in it. So you can make a second batch right away. Whereas if you have those ones in the freezer, then you want to make a second batch, like it's a party, you can't, because you got to wait 12 hours for the thing to freeze. So anyway, that's what I do. But I made a really good ice cream last week. How did we get onto ice cream? Last week, where I just put a little bit of nut milk in the bottom, or a little coconut milk, but I think I just made macadamia milk, a little macadamia, just enough liquid. And I just put the zucchini in it, and I used the tamper and the Vitamix and pressed. And it came out like this amazing, gorgeous chocolate ice cream because I put chocolate in it. So it's simple. And you know, Paula, you know, we got off the wagon on that thing that you were eating every day, and I tried it once and I'm like, I can't eat this stuff. I had to eat the whole pie. It was funniest thing. Okay, I'm going to admit my emotional eating thing. I was like, oh, well, I'll get some of what was it? So delicious.
So delicious. Yeah.
So delicious. The erythritol sweetened one. So there's no sugar in it. It's like 100 calories per serving. And it's just, you know, it's decent stuff. So I bought it, and I was visiting a friend of mine in Phoenix, and I bought it on the way back from my class. And I figured, oh, it's a nice treat for them, and they have a kid, and it'll be a nice treat for the family. Well, I get home, and it turns out they're all gone. She left a note that they'd gone off to a concert, weren't going to be back till 10 o'clock at night. I was leaving at 9 o'clock the next morning. And so I'm like, so I sat down and put my ice cream in the bowl and put it back in the freezer, and then went back and took more ice cream. I ended up finishing the whole pint. The whole pint, which isn't a lot. It's like 400 calories, but still I ate the whole thing, which was back to my days of being an ice cream addict. But then I was telling my son about this, and I told him, yeah, I broke down and I, he goes, so when you were finished with it, did you hide the container? And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. I stuck it in their garbage and I pushed it down and covered it with my salad stuff. And he goes, yeah, that's the sign. It's you eat it and then you hide it. So he said, busted, Mom, you're busted. Yeah, anyway, we all have that. So it's when we can switch that. And, you know, I don't do it as much and as often. But when the emotions come up, if there's ways that you can, or just the fact that, you know, you're doing great and you're eating salads all day long and you just want something for a treat, as long as it's that healthy treat, my vegetable ice creams. I wouldn't call it that because nobody would buy vegetable ice cream, would they? Right? Except us crazy health nuts. But you know, that's what you're getting, and you know, it's a way to do it. And it's summertime, so it's just more fun to eat your smoothie as an ice cream than to just drink it. So
yeah, you know, avocado.
Yeah. Avocado. Yeah, I know you can. Yeah, and you can. Some people say they freeze avocados and then blend.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I've done that. Avocado.
Okay.
Yeah. Like chocolate, yeah. And orange with the avocado. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That'll be another one that I'll try. I have to freeze the avocado. Yay. What I like about the machine is that I can just make whatever. It's right there and I throw it in there and I don't have to wait, you know, 12 hours for something to freeze. So.
In the green cleanse, you have recipes in there for the green sorbet, the popsicles.
Yes.
And they're very refreshing.
Yes, and those popsicle molds that you can get for the kids. You know, you just pour your green smoothies in that and then you eat it as a popsicle. Or your elixirs, right? Make them taste good. Yeah, it's good stuff. All right, guys. Have a great one. Have a great evening. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.